Elizabeth, thanks so much for taking the time. So what was the biggest cause of the drop in electricity use?
Well, the most discernible change was that ski lifts from Aspen to Vail all stopped running at once, and they shut down all other resort activities at the same time too. So that might be restaurants, hotels, and other buildings. And Steve Buning, who's Holy Cross's vice president of power supply, told me that it is typical to see some decline in use and demand in the spring, but the ski mountains usually close one at a time and nearly a month later than this. So this was a month early and a sharper decline all at once.
Is this a good sign for the climate?
Well, we know that as coronavirus has caused major shutdowns of economic activity across the world, there are fewer carbon emissions. And NASA recently released images that show significant declines in the air pollutant nitrogen dioxide over areas that have been shut down. But those working locally in this sector really warn against seeing too much of a silver lining here. Ryland French is SkiCo's energy manager, and he wrote in an email to me that successful climate action will not come at the expense of the economy like these COVID-19 emissions reductions have. Instead, he says real progress on climate will come with economic growth. And Auden Schendler, who's SkiCo's vice president for sustainability, pointed out that there's been concern across the ski industry for years that climate change could mean losing early and late season skiing, kind of those shoulder seasons. And this shutdown mirrors that timing in some sense by cutting off the last 2 weeks of March and early April skiing. So Schendler said in some way, this is a bit of a dry run for what we might see in a warmer, drier world.
So certainly ski resorts are not the only businesses that have shut down during this pandemic. What's changed since more people are staying home?
Yeah, the timing for peak energy demand has shifted from the evening to midday around 1 p.m., which Buning said he'd never seen in his career before. And there is concern that more time at home doing things like cooking, maybe you're working on your computer a lot more, watching more TV, running the washer and dryer more, showering more, will mean that residents' energy bills will go up just as many people are feeling the economic pressure of the shelter-in-place orders. Holy Cross does say that they won't disconnect anyone during this time, and they are offering payment plans for people who call in.
And what about ongoing work to move toward more renewable energy?
Well, Buning said for now, at least, they plan to continue with plans for a 35-acre, 5-megawatt solar farm between Aspen and Woody Creek. And they do expect to continue work toward the company goal of 70% renewable energy by 2030. Right now, about 40% of Holy Cross's power comes from renewable sources.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.